Welcome to the E-Commerce Badassery Podcast, the place for scrappy entrepreneurs who want to learn actionable steps and strategies to grow the traffic, sales, and profit in your e-commerce business. I'm your host, Jessica Totillo-Coster, a 20-year retail veteran and former brick-and-mortar boutique owner who spent 3 years as the only employee of a seven-figure online store. That shit was crazy. I know exactly how it feels to do all the things, and I'm sharing everything I learned the hard way so you don't have to. I may have started this business by accident, but supporting badass bosses like you lights me the fuck up, and I am so stoked to see you grow. Are you ready, babe? Let's roll. Welcome back to the E-Commerce Badassery Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Totillo-Coster. Today's episode was inspired by a conversation I had recently with a client who initially reached out for a little support and insight into what might be going on in her business right now. Sales are down from last year, and while this time is always a bit slow for her, she just had this sinking feeling that the struggle may continue. Over this 60-plus minute call, we went through a lot of data and down a lot of rabbit holes, and inevitably, one of the things that came up was, well, are people just not spending right now? This is something I talked about a few weeks ago on episode 273, Sales Down, Here's What You Can Do About It. While the consensus is that yes, people are spending less due to factors outside of our control, ultimately our job as the CEO is to focus on the things we can control. And that's what I walked through on that episode. As we were chatting through how that might be affecting her business, for some context, she runs a hobby business with consumable products and lots of repeat customers. She said something that really stuck out to me. She said, they spend when there's sparkle. Essentially, when they have new products, special events, pre-orders, people buy. In fact, she often sells out new items to her pre-launch list before they ever make it to the general public. So the lesson here is that people are spending when it's something they really want and they have the urgency to do so. Is this ideal? No, of course not. It's exhausting. Constantly sourcing new items, creating these elaborate marketing campaigns that require website updates, social content, and email strategy. Believe me, I know, that's exactly what I did at my previous day job. Talk about feeling like you're on a hamster wheel. As fun as that marketing process is, we've all got our breaking point. It came as no surprise that what they really want to do is sell more of the evergreen items that they already have and do less of the new product launches and all that jazz all of the time. Not only is it less work for the team, but these items are evergreen to the vendors too, so they don't have to worry about moving delivery targets and logistical issues. While that is certainly a good goal to have and something they should strive for, at this point it seems that's not what the customers are spending their money on. My gut tells me the biggest reason is probably because they know they can get those items whenever they want. There's no urgency for them to buy. They want the sparkle. So you might just have to give it to them, right? And I know this feels contradictory to what you hear me and a lot of other educators talk about. You got to get back to basics, double down on what's working, lead with your best sellers, be known for something, don't be making new products all the time. And all of that is still true, especially when you're talking about acquiring new customers. But, and this is a big but, depending on what you sell, if there isn't any other urgency, that might not be enough. Ultimately, you have to balance the two and be intentional about where and how often you're focusing on what. Now, what this looks like for your business is going to depend on a lot of different factors. If you want to dig into it one-on-one, check the show notes for details on how to get in touch so we can hash it out together. But here's the recommendation I gave for her business. For new customer acquisition, that's where she should focus on her best-selling item and turn it into a bundle. It already sells well, has a great AOV, and naturally turns into repeat business. Since the majority of her new customer acquisition is coming through paid ads at the moment, she can create an ad campaign specifically featuring this item and target cold audiences. She can create a special landing page on her site to really sell this product and make it as easy a yes for the customer as possible. She also noticed a lot of the new customers she's been acquiring lately are a bit more beginner in this hobby, which opens up a new opportunity for her to put together things like starter kits, essentially bundles, to better convert that segment of customers. Now, this was an important unlock because the customer she has today isn't the same customer she had in the beginning. Naturally, as your business grows and your reach increases, you're going to start attracting people who aren't as ideal of a fit. Now, this can get tricky because you don't want to try and be everything to everyone. That's a recipe for disaster. And if they're truly the wrong fit, you should be okay with repelling them. But in some cases, maybe they're just one step behind in their journey. And you don't need to go out and bring in new products to accommodate this group. But if there's a way to repackage what you already have and make it more presentable to this person in a way that it resonates with them better, there's nothing wrong with that, which is essentially the same strategy I recommended for her repeat customers. While she isn't going to stop sourcing new items and creating marketing events, she can supplement the time between those by creating sparkle with what she already has. I'm not 100% sure how many SKUs are in her store, but it's a lot. And I bet there are items she sells that even her loyal customers don't know about. All she needs to do is position them in a new way, package them up into different bundles, or present them from a different angle to get her customers excited about them. In episode 247, Perception is Reality, How Your Product Positioning Drives Consumer Behavior, I talk more about this concept. Customers will think about your products what you tell them to think. I want you to take that same approach when you strategize how to present your evergreen items to your existing customers. How can you present them in a new way, bundle them together, talk about them differently so that it seems sparkly? The other thing to consider is that sometimes you don't actually need the sparkle. Sometimes you just gotta remember to talk about the thing. I use this example in my own business all the time. When I talk about the lounge, people join the lounge. When I talk about Content Badassery, people buy Content Badassery. When I tell people to sign up for my email list to get access to the free resource library, they join my email list. When you have so many new things going on in the business, new products, collections, promotions, seasons, sometimes those year-round, always awesome, evergreen items don't actually get much attention in our marketing. It's not necessarily that our existing customers don't want to buy them, they're just not being marketed those products. Take a quick look at the last 90 days or so of your marketing content, your social media, your emails, wherever you're actively marketing your business. How many times have you mentioned those evergreen items? One of the things I see trip us up the most is we feel like we've talked to death about these items. But when you really take this deep dive, you'll probably notice that's not true at all. Just because something has existed on your website for a while doesn't mean your customer knows it's there or that they're thinking about it. Our customers have a whole lot more going on in their life than just our businesses and the products we sell. If you notice that you haven't given them the attention they deserve, here are a few things you can do about that. First, make a commitment to talk about these items at least once a month, more often if you can. Next, create a segment of your email list who has never purchased these evergreen items and send them a three-part email series featuring nothing but this bestseller. And you can repeat this process for multiple different products or collections, different segments, etc. If you can package it up or talk about it in a new way, like we discussed earlier, then you can even send it to people who have purchased it before if it would make sense for them to buy it a second time. If there's a holiday coming up that it would make a great gift for, that's another angle you can take when you're marketing this. And you'll want to do something similar on all of your marketing channels. Maybe that looks like going live on social media or dedicating a few posts to these products. Remember, even if it's not sparkly and new to you, doesn't mean that it won't seem that way to someone else if you can present it in a sparkly way. How many times have I said sparkly in this podcast episode? The trick is you have to have the energy behind it. You have to be as excited and enthusiastic about that product as you were when you first added it to your store. If you're not excited, your customers won't be excited. So just make sure you keep that in mind. If this episode has sparked any ideas about how you can create some more sparkle in your business, I would love to hear about it. You can always DM me on Instagram or come join us in the lounge so we can create some sparkle together. I think that's the last time I'm going to say that word. To the client who sparked this episode, if you're listening, thank you for being the witty wordsmith that you are and for inspiring this episode. And that, my friends, is a wrap. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I'll see you on the flip side. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to learn more about growing your e-commerce business, get started with my free resource library at ecommercebadassery.com/free-stuff and get an invite to the lounge, my e-commerce marketing membership. When you're ready for one-on-one support, apply to work with me at ecommercebadassery.com/apply. Before you go, would you do me a quick favor? Leave a rating and review and tap that follow button. This pushes me up the chart so I can support more scrappy e-commerce entrepreneurs just like you. I'm on a mission to reach as many as I can, and I could really use your help. Thanks so much in advance. Until next time, e-commerce friend, stay badass.